The warden looked at her. Tall she stood there, her eyes bright in her white face, her hand clenched as she turned and gazed out of his window that opened to the east. He sighed and shook his head. After a pause she turned to him again. "Is there no deed to do?" she said. "Who commands in this city?"
"I do not rightly know," he answered. "Such things are not my care. There is a marshal over the riders of Rohan, and the Lord Húrin, I am told, commands the men of Gondor. But the Lord Faramir is by right the steward of the city."
"Where can I find him?"
"In this house, lady. He was sorely hurt, but is now set again on the way to health. But I do not know. Will you not bring me to him?"
"Then he will know."
The Lord Faramir was walking alone in the garden of the Houses of Healing, and the sunlight warmed him, and he felt life run new in his veins, but his heart was heavy, and he looked out over the walls eastward. And coming, the warden spoke his name, and he turned and saw the Lady Eowyn of Rohan, and he was moved with pity, for he saw that she was hurt, and his clear sight perceived her sorrow and unrest.
"My lord," said the warden, "here is the Lady Eowyn of Rohan. She rode with the king and was sorely hurt, and dwells now in my keeping. But she is not content, and she wishes to speak to the steward of the city."
"Do not misunderstand me, lord," said Eowyn. "It is not lack of care that grieves me. No houses could be fairer for those who desire to be healed. But I cannot lie in sloth, idle, caged. I looked for death in battle, but I have not died, and battle still goes on."
At a sign from Faramir, the warden bowed and departed.
"What would you have me do, lady?" said Faramir. "I also am a prisoner of the healers." He looked at her, and being a man whom pity deeply stirred, it seemed to him that her loveliness amid her grief would pierce his heart. And she looked at him and saw the grave tenderness in his eyes, and yet knew, for she was bred among men of war, that here was one whom no rider of the mark would outmatch in battle.
"What do you wish?" he said again. "If it lies in my power, I will do it."
"I would have you command this warden, and bid him let me go," she said. But though her words were still proud, her heart faltered, and for the first time she doubted herself. She guessed that this tall man, both stern and gentle, might think her merely wayward, like a child that has not the firmness of mind to go on with a dull task to the end.